I am often asked, what would I buy? What property would I buy by lots and lots of clients? And it's a difficult one to answer because the obvious answer is, actually the one I live in. I bought a place which has got a shared garden, which has got a shared pool. And as I say to all my clients, the reason is very simple. Because, well, I'm no gardener and I don't look after pools very well. Pools go green and gardens go brown and they're not the right colours. So yeah, what would I buy? I'd probably buy the same again, exactly the same type of property where I am, because it suits my lifestyle. And this is the interesting thing. The property that you buy has got to suit your lifestyle. For example, when we bought this, we had a six-year-old daughter. That six-year-old daughter needed somewhere to play. A safe garden was a good idea of a place to play. Having the garden meant that she could play there with other children. So at the time, as we'd just come over from the UK, where we'd been for 2 years and her Spanish was a bit rusty, that was very, very useful. So simply put, it suited our lifestyle. If I had to do it now, well, I've got an 8-year-old and I've got a 6-year-old, so I'd probably do exactly the same again. Both of them can play in the garden, and they do with their friends, and they spend a lot of their time there playing different games. It also hasn't changed. I still don't do gardens and I still don't do pools, even though I'm asked often to give people advice on how to do it. However, I have to say that there are various other factors that you should take into consideration when you're buying. Obviously, the first one is where you want to live. But let's assume, for example, we're talking about Valencia like we are in this case. Okay? My personal choice would be an attic flat in Valencia now, because I think when people come to Spain, they want outside space in general. And that outside space, if you've got an attic flat, is usually pretty good. There are not that many flats that have outside space in Valencia. You tend to get a small smoking balcony rather than a huge, massive terrace. But if you can get the attic flat, that's cool. And of course, attic flats with lifts are quite useful if they're very high. Although going up to the 4th or 5th floor can be worth it if the flat itself is excellent. Which way should it face? Lots of people like north-facing attic flats, but that means you don't tend to get as much sun on the terrace itself, so you don't tend to use it in the winter as much as you would. Spanish people tend to prefer east-facing, so they see the sun come up onto the terrace, whereas foreigners tend to prefer western-facing ones because then they actually see the sun going down and they can sit outside in the evening in the summer having a drink. So an attic flat would be a good choice. Also, I wouldn't mind having my own house now where there isn't a shared garden, but only if I was in a financial position where I could actually contract a gardener and get somebody to do the pool, because it's not that I'm lazy, it's just that I'm no good at it. But a lot of people want their own garden so they can do various things. One of my friends recently was buying a property, and one of the considerations was have a bit of garden that was long enough to put a cricket net in, because then he could practice cricket. Each to their own. We didn't get that in the end, but he got a brilliant house. So think about what your lifestyle considerations are when you're looking for a property. And when you ask me, when you come over here and say, which one would you choose? Remember, my circumstances are different to yours. But then again, I will probably know your circumstances by then, so I could give a good educated choice about which one you should be choosing. You might not agree, but hey, variety is the spice of life, yeah? Anyway, no more for now. Just to say that if you're coming over to Spain and you want some advice on what you should be choosing, make sure that you give me as much information as possible about your situation. Because if you do, it makes it much, much easier for me in order to say, okay, well, you should be choosing this type of property. If you've got any questions, just follow me on Twitter, @GreyHunt. That's GRAHUNT, @GreyHunt.